Songs in the Night for December 13th. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16. This signifies buying back the time, as though the time were already mortgaged. And this is so. The cares of this life, its necessities, the customs of the world, our fallen tendencies, all would absorb every hour of life in the things pertaining to this life. Whereas, as new creatures, our new hopes and aims and efforts are properly centered upon things above, the heavenly, the King's matters. Where may we obtain the necessary time wherewith to study and to refresh ourselves in rehearsing the blessings, the promises, the favors which are ours as new creatures? And where may we obtain the time for telling these good tidings to others? If we allow the spirit of the world to direct us, we shall have no time for any of these things and shall fail. But as wise and not as foolish children of the Lord, we will see and appreciate the greater importance of the heavenly things and be ready to sacrifice our earthly interests and customs and ambitions in favor of the heavenly. Thus we may redeem or buy back the time that we had previously spent for worldly things, that we may henceforth spend such time in the interests of ourselves and others of the new creation and in the service of our Lord and Master, to whom we have consecrated our all, which we find to be so little over and above the things necessary to provide honestly for the life that now is. Zion's Watchtower, 1908, page 185, hymn 210. The text again, redeeming the time because the days are evil, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16.